Well, the advantage of coaching this, you know, like another thing I mentioned is the record it takes to get here, is being able to be with them in a meeting setting. You know, basically you have meals with them. I mean, you live with them. It's like the first week of camp if you drafted them. You know, my experience though, about the last 7 years, I think I've drafted, you know, wherever I've been, 3 players from this game, you know. They're getting evaluated, they understand it, but, you know, you get an inside look at it. You know, it's not just nighttime interviews when they're worn out and tired. You get to see how they conduct themselves in meetings, how they take notes, you know, how they come out here and they practice, and you don't get any closer than this.
What kinds of things impress you from a kid when you're in those behind-the-scenes settings?
Well, I think, you know, not just, you know, when you look at tape, you're looking at helmet and shoulder pads and a jersey number, you know, so they could be robots for all you know. But you get to know the person, the guy, how he competes, you know, how he deals with things, whether it's stress or adversity or whatever they deal with, you know, and guys that can handle that the best, usually have the best success in the NFL. I mean, these guys have had this dream, you know, many of them since they're like 11 years old, you know, have been playing competitive football. You know, not all of them, but a lot of them. You know, even in an all-star game like this, a lot of these guys were recruited to the same colleges. And, you know, they know guys from high school. They know guys on your team. You know, it's a huge, I think there was 87 people on this roster that were drafted in the National Football League just from this game. This is kind of the granddaddy, you know, not slighting any other all-star games, but it's been around a long time. And, you know, I think they understand it's an honor to be here, and it's a privilege. And, you know, I think the next step is something they've been dreaming about their whole life. Well, you know, from a coaching standpoint, you know, NFL coaching standpoint, like our staff, you know, we're not nearly as familiar with them. I mean, we haven't been looking at them all season long. You know, we've been, you know, coaching our guys. So the scouts, you know, give you kind of a thumbnail on each guy, you know, on both squads, north and the south. In fact, you know, someday this week, later in the week, we're actually going to switch teams. You know, there's a switch-up time. We spend an hour with them. You know, we'll meet them in a team setting and break down and have the opportunity to get to talk to them, you know, coach them up. The biggest thing is typically if you're not coaching them in these games, you're getting a 15-minute interview and you don't get as good a feel as you do, you know, as you would a whole week with them like you would the first week of your camp. Well, I think, you know, he's an excellent grass coach. I think, you know, he's been an offensive coordinator in the league, so I think he brings some things. You know, sometimes maybe guys aren't as in tune to maybe say nickel protections or some of the, you know, you know, as far as the functional part of the game at this level. You know, but I think Curtis has proven that, and he's an outstanding coach. Good addition to our staff.
What about Jeremiah Washburn on the offensive line?
You know, kind of the same. I mean, I go way back. Jeremiah was an intern for us in Carolina many moons ago. I've known his dad for 100 years, but he's not too young, and he's, you know, not too overly experienced as well. But, you know, I think he brings a good energy and, you know, really good knowledge of the game. He's been on the personnel side, so he's an excellent evaluator. That's part of being a good coach, too. I mean, you got to pick your starting lineup. You got to, you know, be able to pick the football team or be part of the process of picking the football team. So, you know, I think he brings a really good blend.